how you finish really is the true test of character. As we push our way into hour number three on the Steve Gruber Show, live from Las Vegas, with three big things you need to know. Three, millions would actually vote for the social media gadfly Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to be president. I only wish I was kidding. Two, a fracture appears at the top of the Democratic Party as one major figure says President Trump can deliver his State of the Union address, despite what Nancy Pelosi might say. And number one, as we enter day 33 of the government shutdown, the Supreme Court agrees to weigh in on huge cases on illegal immigration and guns.
Let's get to it. January 23rd, 2019. It's the Steve Gruber Show in Las Vegas on Radio Row here at the Sands Expo Center for the SHOT Show 2019. Glad to have you along for the conversation. So a lot of news coming out of the Supreme Court, of course, with the Supreme Court, the High Court agreeing to hear the case about Second Amendment rights and how it might impact future generations. This is a big case because what it does is it takes on New York City. It takes on New York City because New York, if you missed this before, if you legally own a gun in New York City, it's licensed. You've got it registered. Everything's been done right. You want to go to upstate New York. You've got a handgun. You want to go to upstate New York. You cannot take that gun with you legally. No, you cannot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's registered. It doesn't matter that you've paid all the fees. It doesn't matter that you've had a background check and given your fingerprints. That doesn't matter. You cannot take that gun to upstate New York legally to your hunting camp. You can't take it with protection to go with you on the freeways. You can't take it with you. Basically, you can't take it out of your house. And so a group of gun owners in the state of New York challenged that, and the Supreme Court said they will take the case. And that's, you can't overstate how important that is. You have now a 5-4 conservative majority on the court that would conceivably extend and expand the decisions made in 2008 and 2010 with regards to your right to carry concealed in the United States, that it's a personal right, an individual right, and you have the right to defend yourself, your family, your home, your community, all of it. So that's what's going on in the Supreme Court. And then the White House announces yesterday afternoon another big announcement, 51 judicial picks, 51 new judicial picks, including two for the very liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, there's a big conversation that's going on for some time now to create a new 12th Circuit Court of Appeals because the Ninth Circuit has so many cases, so many judges, and is so far behind that it can never catch up. Now, nine of the 51 appointees are for spots on prestigious and influential federal appellate benches, including, like I said, two on the mostly liberal, extreme liberal, wildly liberal, called the Ninth Circus oftentimes, on the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which President Trump has, like I said, called disgraceful and politically biased, as have a lot of people. He's not alone in that observation, I guess. Now, don't get too excited, though. Don't get too excited, because putting two justices on that court will not swing it to the right. It just makes it maybe a little bit more centrist, but there are so many justices on there, you'd have to have a whole lot more judicial picks to put the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals back where it belongs, in at least in the middle. And so you're a long way from there. But Naomi Ray, the president's regulatory czar, who would take Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh's vacated seat on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, is on the list. Case Western University School of Law professor and Washington Post commentator John Adler wrote when Rao first joined the administration that Trump's selection of Rao suggested the administration is serious about regulatory reform, not merely reducing high-profile regulatory burdens. And that's true. It's all a big part of what this White House is doing and where they're headed. Also on the rules, Brian Boucher for a seat as United States District Court for the District of Nebraska. Now, in December, Kamala Harris, who's now running for president, got $1.5 million in her first day, by the way. And Mazie Hirono, your favorite senator from Hawaii, raised concerns about the Omaha-based lawyer's membership in the Knights of Columbus because apparently being a Catholic and being part of a Catholic service organization is disqualifying to be on a federal bench. And, of course, that is outrageous. The fact that Democrats would attack a sitting judge for an appointment because he is involved with the Knights of Columbus, a service. Let me go over this again. It's a service organization. It's there to help other people. It's there to serve other people. And it's a Christian organization. And they would have you believe that somehow being part of a Christian organization and helping others and being the Knights of Columbus would Kamala Harris, The leading candidate, by the way, at this moment, probably won't last, but at this moment, the leading candidate to be the Democratic nominee for president, one of those that came out and attacked him for that. They said the Knights of Columbus have taken a number of extreme positions, like what? They don't support same-sex marriage and they don't believe in abortion. To the liberal world, those are extreme positions. To those that are Christians and you know, follow the Bible, those are very mainstream positions. And I'm pretty sure in America you have a right to pursue your religion any way you feel free feel fit, because we have the rock star of all freedoms called the First Amendment. That is absolutely the rock star of what we have in the Bill of Rights, no question about it. Harris and her questions, by the way, to the nominee called the Knights of Columbus an all-male society and asked the Nebraska lawyer if he were aware that the group was anti-abortion and opposed to same-sex marriage when he joined. And if he said, sure, does that prohibit him from joining the court because he has beliefs that are based in the Bible? Is that it? I mean, come on. Absolutely outrageous. Now, a lot of this may wash out in the case before the Supreme Court. We come back to the Supreme Court, and I say again, how consequential is this president? How consequential was 2016? For many conservatives, for many Christian conservatives, the sole concern when they went to the polling place in November of 2016 was the United States Supreme Court. Now, imagine where you would be today if Hillary Clinton were president. Where would you be if you're going to talk about gun rights, religious rights, illegal immigration, census questions, all of these things? Where would you be? You'd have a 6-3 liberal court right now, not a 5-4 conservative court, with the possibility of becoming a 6-3 conservative court. The first time since 1936. It's the first time since 1936 that this is a conservative court. Think about that. My entire life, maybe your entire life, there has never been a conservative Supreme Court unless you were a child, a young child at the time. You would have had to have been born prior to 1936 to ever live during a time that there was a conservative Supreme Court in this country. How consequential was Donald Trump? Amazingly so. Amazingly so. And I'm thankful that a Catholic like Brett Kavanaugh gets to sit on the court when people like Kamala Harris and others attack service organizations that are Catholic. And, of course, the case coming up, I think it's out of Maryland, where there's a cross, a memorial for 49 members of the United States military that died in World War One, and one of these fringe groups is trying to get rid of it, saying, well, that's a violation of church and state, which actually, of course, it is not. Absolutely is not a violation of church and state, nothing like that. You have the right to free exercise. And having a memorial to fallen soldiers is absolutely appropriate. And for anybody to go after that is sickening. What kind of problems do you have that you can't allow a memorial to stand for fallen soldiers without you challenging it? These are the kind of people that have you believe that somehow the nation would be better off if we took a bulldozer to Arlington National Cemetery. You think about how radical those people are, and you think again how consequential this election was in November of 2016. You consider these things. They are pivotal in contemporary America and going forward. 14 after, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show from Las Vegas, special edition. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
It's the hospital where your children were born, the elementary school where they learned the basics, the football stadium where you made memories together, and the boundless skyscraper where they took the big job. For over five decades, the members of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan have been building Michigan communities, and they've done this based on the all-American principles of hard work and competition, providing Michigan families with quality buildings to create timeless memories. To learn how you can help build Michigan, visit abcmi.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.